And sometimes there's the phrase, like, one has, like, a practitioner has gone beyond doubt. Is that, like, is that something where, is that a certain confidence on the inside, or is that relinquishment?
Well, I mean, they've been gone, I mean, you have to be clear about gone beyond doubt in terms of they've gone beyond doubt as to what is the, what's the nature of dukkha, what's the cause of dukkha, what's the cessation of dukkha, what's the path leading to cessation of dukkha. You know, if you've got some practitioner who is so full of the fire of the Dhamma, and they're going to and I've seen this, where they're telling people what to do with their lives and telling them what's going on in their minds, and I say, ooh, there's a lot of train wreckage after that. Because people want to believe. And sometimes it's a real kindness to say, stick with that doubt. Or you got to figure this out for yourself. So I've seen, Ajahn Chah was an incredibly charismatic and incredibly clear, but he was also very cautious about things that he didn't know. There was one time where in his community where one of the monks was accused of a heavy offense, and he was and it was huge. I mean, the lay people were split, the police were, because it was turning into this huge conflict locally, and then it was kind of police, government officials, and then they get Ajahn Chah, you've got to come and sort this out. You've got to fix this. And so he went, and he got up on the Dhamma seat, and the hall's full. There's people, cars everywhere, and basically what he said, "Sutti asutti pachatang," and sort of pure or impure, each person knows for themselves. He said, "There's only two people who know what the actuality of this is. I don't know." Sometimes it's not clear in the moment, and sometimes on a certain level it's a real letdown, but it's actually more in accord with Dhamma. And to get up in front of people who are wanting, one camp wants one answer and the other camp wants another answer, and to be able to hold it so that one isn't shaken by that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.